Welcome to our general meeting in the campaign to defeat terrorists. This event was co-sponsored by the Executive Council of QP 4600 and the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories. 3 months ago, OCAP, which is the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, put out a call for cities around Ontario to participate in their economic disruption campaign. We formed this committee. It comprises different sectors, including students and labor and the homeless and poverty-stricken citizens. And we basically regrouped to help in this campaign to defeat Harris. Bienvenue, j'aimerais vous dire bonsoir et merci de sortir notre.
L'événement est porté par le syndicat canadien de fonction publique et par la coalition d'Ottawa contre les conservateurs. On est regroupés ensemble par le Conseil ontarien contre la pauvreté pour dire à Harris comme une famille. The issues we fought and for the social support. We have three speakers tonight. We're very happy to welcome the President of QP Ontario to Ottawa, Mr. Sid Ryan. We also have John Clark, President of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. Heidi Rimke will be speaking on behalf of the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories. Nous avons trois parleurs ce soir. Nous avons Sid Ryan, du syndicat canadien de la fonction publique, John Clark, de la coalition ontarienne contre la pauvreté, et Heidi Rimke, de la coalition d'Ottawa contre les conservateurs.
Thank you very much, sisters and brothers. I think it is quite fitting, if sad, that we meet and hold this discussion, hold this meeting, the very week the Tory bill to return the protection level for workers to basically a pre-Second World War level is brought in the province of Ontario. And just a few weeks after the death of Kimberly Rogers and a whole host of tragedies and appalling attacks that we could talk about. And in proposing initially this campaign, our coalition basically wanted to put forward the perspective that when we are dealing with the Harris government, we are dealing with an embodiment of the global agenda here in Ontario that is relentless and that is going to go on attacking until we find the means to actually stop that attack. That really is, I think, the fundamental question. Mike Harris basically gives you two choices. You can lie down and be kicked, or you can stand up and fight back. And I really think that basic and that graphic. The question is, do we go on retreating, or do we find the means to fight back and fight back decisively? And I'm not suggesting that there haven't been a whole series of very, very important struggles against this Conservative government. But in terms of grappling with the fundamental question of what we take to stop this government, I think that still lies ahead of us. And we, with the campaign that we have proposed, have really come up with a perspective that we hope is going to resonate throughout the province, and indeed is starting to resonate throughout the province to a very significant degree. And we proposed, basically, that rather than adopt methods of struggle based on fundamentally protesting and lobbying, that we find the means to start really hurting these people. And how better to hurt a government so utterly devoted to the cause of maximising profits for the wealthiest in society, but than to adopt methods of economic disruption? Be that in the workplace or be it a community-based form of struggle. The basic concept is to attach a price tag to the implementation of the Tory policies that those who back them in the corporate boardrooms find prohibitive and unacceptable. And if you can arrive at that level of mobilisation, if you can create that level of economic disruption and resulting political crisis, then you have some power in your hands. Now, I would like to say, in introducing the notion of this campaign, that it really raises some questions and poses some challenges. We have lived through a period in history in which there was in society some level of give and take, some level of compromise. There was a sense that the struggle that we engaged in would only go so far, but in return there would be concessions in the form of dealings with unions, in the form of social programs, in the form of the population receiving some level of consideration, some limits being placed on the rapacity of corporations. And what is clear is that, particularly in Ontario, but it's not confined to Ontario, that period has come to an end, that the deal has been unilaterally revoked by the other side. We are now in a situation where all barriers to the making of profit are being systematically removed, and yet, I would have to say, very bluntly, that for the most part, the movements that we are part of have not yet faced up to the reality of the fact that the deal has been revoked, and we're still playing by the rules of a compromise that has died. And when you deal with Mike Harris, you come and protest to Mike Harris, and he states boldly, "I don't care if every blade of grass at Queen's Park is trampled by protesters." We have to find new ways of fighting and new means of struggling. And I think that means, when I say new means, perhaps I should more accurately say, what we need to do is look into our past and rediscover methods of serious resistance that are there for the taking if we are prepared to take them up again. We look at the struggles of the unemployed in the 1930s, culminating in the great onto Ottawa trek. We look at how the trade unions were established on this continent. It is a record of people, of men and women, mobilising and mobilising decisively. I'm not really being too concerned about whether they said nice things about them on the 6 o'clock news, but actually mobilising... mobilising to stop them, and doing things in some cases that made dumping a few Tory filing cabinets in the street in Whitby look pretty tame by comparison. But I would also now like to point out that with this campaign of economic disruption, we have, I think, moved beyond a proposal coming from OCAP. What we now have is a common front of organisations, First Nations, students, tenants, communities under attack, trade union organisations of one kind or another, all committed to being part of this campaign and taking up this fight. A common front of some 75 organisations. And the campaign is going to get underway on October the 16th in Toronto, and fittingly, we are going to go after the financial district and the workings of the financial district. And then what is going to happen is a wave of resistance is going to pass through the province. Communities now are meeting and making their plans. We've been able to involve in this struggle, very fittingly, large numbers of organisations and activists who've been part of the anti-globalisation struggles, because they recognise that in fighting the Mike Harris government, they are precisely fighting the same agenda that is being cooked up in Quebec City and Genoa. And we have been able to mobilise as well First Nations communities to a very, very significant degree. On the 27th, 28th, I believe, of this month, there is going to be an assembly of First Nations representatives coming to Toronto to hammer out details for the struggle that's going to be fought within First Nations communities. And if we're talking about economic disruption, First Nations people have some experiences in that particular department that are absolutely outstanding, that we can all learn lessons from, and I hope we do. In terms of students, high schools, high school and university students, we have a growing sense that there is going to be very, very enthusiastic participation. In the high schools, it's been particularly inspiring. The number of high school students across the province who flocked this and who are going to organise walkouts and then concern themselves with what they do when they walk out. And the trade union movement too. Within the trade unions, our appeal, I think, is beginning to get an incredible response. Labour councils are contacting us. Labour councils are signing on. Trade union locals, from a whole variety of different unions, flying squads, and of course QP Ontario as well, signed onto the campaign, a thing of enormous importance. Now, I talked about having to put aside the methods of the past, the recent past, and rediscover some of the more fundamental questions of resistance. And I would like to say, I'm very mindful of the fact that Sid is going to speak next, I would like to say that I think this is an enormously important question for the labour movement. When I came here before, I made some comments about disagreements around tactics and whatnot with some trade union leaders, and somebody suggested to me that I was putting forward an anti-labour perspective. I'd like to make very clear that that's not what I'm saying at all. I think the trade union movement is the most powerful force that we have at our disposal to fight back. And I also think that the gains that we have made rest on the trade union movement to an enormous degree. And I think we need to recognise that. I think we need to recognise that if we are going to launch a struggle against the Tory government that does not involve large-scale participation by the trade union movement, we will be desperately and seriously weakened as a result. I want to make that point emphatically clear. But I want to say that the question of wrestling with how you fight effectively is also an enormously valid question for the trade union movement that must be taken up within the labour movement. Because we are really, in a very real sense, at the crossroads. And I don't think I'm being melodramatic or saying this for effect, but I think there is a real parallel to the birth of industrial trade unions in North America in the 1930s and 40s. And at that time, you had a situation where industrial trade unionism was taking root. But what was really decisive was that one major union and one major leader within the trade union movement, Lewis of the mine workers, actually threw weight behind the concept of industrial trade union organising. And I think in a certain sense, we're at a comparable stage. We've all been locked into patterns of accommodation. We've all been locked into a form of struggle that is limited and that is based on relative compromise that has come to an end. And what it now requires is for there to be a lead given. And I think that the fact that the president of QP Ontario is here tonight speaking to this campaign is enormously important from that perspective, because we're dealing with a situation where a trade union leader, and wherever we go in the province and talk to trade unionists, it's QP activists who are absolutely at the forefront of forming the committees all across the province. We're seeing a lead be given that is absolutely vital and absolutely enormously important. We really now are at the point where this government is not going to stop, and we have to move to stop this government. Somebody who would deny assistance to a woman who is locked up in her house and allow that woman to die. Somebody who would allow homeless people to die on the streets. Somebody who would see Walkerton and then continue to talk about the privatisation of the water supply. This is not somebody that you are going to be able to make a set of moral arguments to and convince him of the error of his ways. This man has to be stopped. This will require a situation where the agenda of this government is brought to a standstill. And until we are ready to fight on that basis, we are simply, in the end, wasting our time. I don't think that this is about a question of rhetoric. It's about a question of fashioning something that can win, of saying that the retreat is over, that we are going to start fighting to win, and that in October we are going to launch something that is going to set an example of social resistance that is going to have profound implications, that is going to shake Queen's Park, that is going to scare the hell out of them in the corporate boardrooms, and is going to set a lesson of struggle that people everywhere under attack and fighting back can learn from. And on that basis, I urge everyone here to be fully involved in the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories and the struggle to defeat the Harris government.